This podcast is brought to you by the Ethical Society of St. Louis, acting to bring out the best in others and in ourselves. The following recording is of a platform address presented to the Ethical Society of St. Louis by Kate Lovelady, leader of the Ethical Society of St. Louis, entitled Ethical Culture and Unitarian Universalism, How Are They Similar and How Are They Alike? It was recorded live on 24 August 2008.
Good morning. It's so nice to be back. I've been away for the summer, for those of you who don't know. And seeing all of you and hearing that beautiful music, I am so filled with love at this moment for this room and this place and for all of you. So thank you and thank you. I've been particularly looking forward to today's topic, and apparently it's a popular one, because I'm often asked about the similarities and the differences between ethical culture and the name of the religion slash philosophy of ethical societies is called ethical culture, and between that and Unitarian Universalism. I don't have a lot of firsthand experience myself with Unitarianism, so in preparing for this platform address, I solicited information and opinions from ethical leaders and from members who have experience in both traditions, and I'd just like to say how grateful I am to everybody who gave me so much information and opinion and experience and did all my work for me and gave me someone to blame. For those of you who disagree, now that wouldn't be ethical. Everything I say is my own fault. I want to start with history, but this really isn't going to be so much of a history lesson, because I think the topic is really about a lot more than history. But historically, ethical culture and Unitarian Universalism can both be traced to very similar broad foundations. The story of Unitarian Universalism is actually trickier to trace because it was created as a joint organization in 1961. It was a merger of the Universalist Church of America and the American Unitarian Association. And each of those groups grew out of slightly different movements within this very broad landscape of liberal Christianity. So there's sort of a lot of different roots to Unitarianism, whereas ethical culture was very clearly sort of a new religion that was inspired by one person whose name was Felix Adler, and it was created at a time and a place in New York City in 1876. So it's a little bit clearer where we came from. But foundationally, the roots of both traditions are the same. They're rooted in the liberal, religious, and free thought movements that became dominant in the 19th century. And these movements questioned pretty much everything that religion had taken for granted up until that time. They questioned the literal truth of the scriptures, starting to read them more maybe as historical documents. They emphasized good works and social justice rather than salvation through faith, which was kind of a new idea. They saw the emerging sciences, and particularly the emerging science of evolutionary theory, as a friend to religion rather than an enemy or a competitor. And they generally had a positive view of human nature. Humans weren't necessarily sinful or fallen creatures, but had great potential for goodness. And they had a strong romantic appreciation for nature. Again, nature was not a source of evil or corruption, but nature was a source of truth and inspiration and beauty. The ideal of the individual and his rights and her rights became dominant in this period. And choice and reason were championed over tradition and dogma. And open atheism and agnosticism became more common and more accepted under all sorts of different names. So this was sort of the context of all these different ideas that were bubbling around. And within that context, though, the main historical difference between Unitarian Universalism and ethical culture is that Unitarian Universalism grew out of liberal Christianity and later liberal Protestant Christianity, whereas ethical culture grew out of liberal Judaism. And I don't have time to rehash my whole platform from last year, but specifically ethical culture grew out of German-American Reform Judaism of the mid-1800s, which was a very, again, particular place and time. Now, technically, Unitarianism was the belief that there was not this sort of three-headed God thing of God, Jesus, Holy Spirit that Catholics and most other Christians believed, but rather there was only one God. And Jesus was perhaps a prophet, but not divine in that same way. And technically, Universalism was the belief in universal salvation, that everyone went to heaven, and heaven was not a prize that was given out for having the correct belief or being brought up in the correct tradition or having been through certain ceremonies. Now, I say technically because now Unitarian Universalism, despite its name, does not affirm or promote either the unity of God or the universal salvation of all people in that universal historical sense. Rather, the Unitarian Universalist Association, or the UUA, is a national big tent for religious liberals, some of whom believe in the unity of God and some of whom believe in universal salvation, and probably many more of whom, from what I can tell, have a more sort of modern metaphorical way of interpreting those terms, such as by believing in the unity of humanity and in universal worth and dignity. Now, the name ethical culture was also a lot clearer in the 1800s when Emerson and others were talking about self-culture, which was a movement for spiritual and ethical development, culture meaning development, and a way of improving oneself and improving one's community. So the first similarity between Unitarian Universalism and ethical culture is that we're both saddled with these obscure and confusing names thanks to accidents of history. But because both these movements grew out of the same soil, it's easier to start with similarities in general. Both Unitarian Universalism and ethical culture are liberal religions. We both share a belief in deed above or before creed. I know ethical culturists think that we invented deed before creed, but apparently we didn't. The Ethical Society of St. Louis's Statement of Purpose, which Joe read this morning, and the UUA's seven principles cover pretty much the same ground. And instead of reading them both, I'll just say that the ground that they cover is the worth and dignity of every person, social justice and human rights, compassion and community, freedom of conscience, an environmentalist ethic, and a glaring lack of the word God appearing anywhere in these statements. And demographically, ethical culturists and Unitarians are pretty much the same, particularly here in St. Louis. In other parts of the country, ethical societies tend to have more members of Jewish background for a whole list of reasons, both demographic and historical here. But I think most people looking at sort of a snapshot of a Unitarian church full of people and an ethical society full of people would say, they look like they all listen to NPR. And interestingly, though ethical culture grew out of Reform Judaism and Unitarian Universalism grew out of Protestant Christianity, we are also rather similar in practices and style, in what we do and in how we do it. And largely, again, as I explained last year, that's because the kind of German-American Reform Judaism of the time that ethical culture grew out of happened at that time to look a lot like Protestant Christianity. So again, coming from different places, but having a lot of similarities. Now, I just said that we are similar in practices and style. And I want to say that some of you may not agree with this, but that is compared to other religions. Compared to each other, of course, the people that you're most similar to, the differences that you have between you seem to grate the most. So, in fact, everyone that I talked to on this topic agreed that the differences between ethical culture and Unitarian Universalism are mostly in not theology or belief. Is that me? I've always been told if that happens, don't move. So mostly the differences are in nuance of practice and style and what people call vibe or feel. And in a nutshell, what I think this difference in style comes down to is each group's different relationship to traditional religious ritual and language. That seems to be sort of where everybody ended up pointing to. However, big caveat, the UUA is a much bigger tent than the American Ethical Union, or the AEU. The AEU is the national body for ethical societies, the UUA, the national body for Unitarian churches. And not just because there are more congregations in the UUA, but those congregations vary a lot more from each other than ethical societies do. Anyone comfortable in an ethical society here can go to an ethical society anywhere in the country, and you may or may not like the people, you may or may not like the music that day or the talk that day, but you'll know you're in an ethical society and you'll feel pretty much the same. And I don't think that that's true of Unitarian Universalist congregations, from what I understand. There's a lot more variety. But at the same time, we're here in St. Louis, and the St. Louis area UU congregations, I think, are good examples of how this UU umbrella is more comfortable with traditional Protestant language and with traditional Protestant ritual. Some examples. Our area UU congregations are called churches or chapels. They have people called ministers who have the title of reverend. They give sermons on most Sunday, and they wear robes or stoles. They sing hymns together, many of which mention God, although people are encouraged to understand God however they like. They do responsive readings together. They have worship services. They have metaphorical communion, some of them. They celebrate Easter and Christmas, although, again, the message is generally metaphorical and ethical. And their buildings look like churches, what we would sort of, if you were to ask a child, draw a church, they're much more likely to draw something that looks like a Unitarian church in this area than like an ethical society, and so on. Now, ethical societies. First of all, we're called societies. And we meet in spaces that resemble concert halls and that luckily sound like concert halls. And in fact, the Ethical Society of St. Louis's first home is now Sheldon Memorial Concert Hall. As far as I know, this is the only building in which an ethical society meets that has a pointy roof. And the only reason I think that we have one is because we were building a building in a hole, essentially, and we wanted it to be seen from the road. And there's discussion from the architect about the idea of ethical inspiration, and certainly I think it's very metaphorically helpful, but you don't generally find ethical society buildings with pointy roofs because it's just too churchy. Our clergy, again, are called leaders, and even that is more of a description than a title. A member of an ethical society would never call me Leader Lovelady, not just because it sounds silly, but we just don't use titles in that way. Leaders have no special garments or symbols. And there's no rule, by the way, that says I cannot wear a robe or a fancy hat or something, but I think probably most of the members here would think I had lost my marbles if I did so. So, again, differences in style. Our Sunday sermons essentially are called platform addresses, And the word platform is maybe partly from the Hebrew term for the place from where the Torah is read, I've recently been told, but it's also a political term, a political platform. There are a lot more visiting speakers, generally, in ethical societies. We sing together less often, although I would like to do so more, but our music director, JD, can tell you that this is the hardest group he has ever worked for to find appropriate and inspiring music that doesn't offend or annoy somebody. For the visiting Unitarians, I know you think you have it hard, but I think JD would tell you he has it much harder here. We celebrate together. We mark the natural cycle of the seasons, the solstices, the equinoxes. We have festivals. So we acknowledge during those seasonal celebrations that these are times that religions and communities all over the world have had similar ideas and celebrated similar ideas. So we acknowledge, but we try hard not to make our celebrations too much like other religions' celebrations. So, in a nutshell, at least, ethical culture is experienced as being maybe having a more secular feel. And Unitarian Universalism is experienced as having a more churchy feel. And you would expect this from our different backgrounds, because Unitarianism sought to liberalize Christian theology and eventually to welcome in truths from all faiths and all religions. Ethical culture sought to create a whole new religion. And although people of all faiths were and are welcome, it was founded mostly by people of Jewish descent, people who wanted a neutral ground and who didn't find terms like church or minister or pointy buildings to be particularly neutral. But beyond language or terminology, what I find interesting is that Unitarian Universalism strikes me as much more of an interfaith movement. Many UU churches, for instance, have symbols from many other religions that they displayed to sort of, I think, show the idea of the unity of ideas within religions. They celebrate a variety of religious holidays. They have many members who identify as followers of other religions and incorporate those other traditions into their UU churches. Ethical culture, it's a little different. We welcome people from all backgrounds. And although we don't ask people to give up their traditional faiths or traditional beliefs that they may hold, ethical culture does not strike me as an interfaith movement. Because implicitly, if not explicitly, I think we ask people who have traditional religious faiths to sort of leave them at the door when they come in here. And I think that these are two legitimate and interesting ways to try to find or to try to create common ground among diverse people. The UU way of inviting in all religions and seeing what they have to say, and the ethical culture way of inviting all people in and seeing what they have in common, maybe beneath their religious backgrounds or their other faiths. Felix Adler had, I think, a nice way of describing this. He talked about religious beliefs as cloaks that we wear around ourselves. Each of us has our own cloak that we wrap ourselves in for comfort, for security, to understand life or to feel like we belong. And he believed that beneath those cloaks, we're pretty much the same. We have the same basic human needs, fears. We have the same basic ethical potential for goodness. And he saw so much strife caused in the world by people distrusting and killing each other because of misunderstandings and disagreements about those cloaks and what those cloaks might say or what those cloaks might look like. So as I've been preparing for today, I was wondering if one of the main differences between Unitarian Universalism and ethical culture is that Unitarianism asked people to come in with their cloak and to talk about them, why they chose that particular cloak maybe, or how they made it themselves by patching together parts of different traditions that they liked, and what their cloak says about them, and why they feel that their cloak is important and beautiful, how it affects their life and decisions. And together, people can learn from each other by speaking honestly and by listening respectfully to each other about these cloaks that human nature leads us to wear. In contrast, and I hope that neither one of these seems better or worse, Adler designed ethical societies to be places where we could come and shed our cloaks and to encounter each other, if you will, in our universal nakedness, so that we could really try to see each other and what our needs and our fears and our potentials are. And he may have chose this way versus the other because he was ridiculously, wonderfully idealistic and thought that it was possible for people to leave their cloaks behind. He may have chose this way because he was from a minority and because he suspected maybe that if he invited in all faiths, he would end up with a place that would look pretty much Christian. Perhaps he just wasn't very interested in those cloaks and was interested in something else. And maybe part of the difference is whether or not we as individuals are interested or what we're interested in. One of this society's members experiences ethical culture in this way, and this is what they wrote. When I was a Unitarian and people asked about it, I said, "We believe the answers to religious questions are so important that each person should make up his own mind about them, and we want to be with others who feel the same way. Now that I'm an ethical humanist, I say, we believe that since different religions give different answers to religious questions, but very similar answers to ethical questions, ethics are the most important thing in religion, and the answers to so-called religious questions are so unimportant and unknowable anyway that they're not worth talking about at all." You may or may not agree. A couple of you are applauding. We're not voting here, you know. We're just expressing ourselves. That's one, you know, you may or may not agree, but that's one person's experience and opinion. And I, just to follow this idea a little longer, I think this idea of what we do with our individual cloaks relates to another difference that several people mentioned, which is the focus on individual belief in Unitarian Universalism and the focus on ethical development and communal action in ethical culture. And let me say that both groups care about both of these things. Both groups care very much about individual conscience, about ethical development, and about community. But there does seem to be a difference in priority or experience or vibe or what have you, in that Unitarianism talks a lot more about the individual's journey. Whereas ethical culture, for all our respect for individualism, talks more about what we all should be doing. And again, recently it was pointed out to me that perhaps one difference for these differing emphases, if you even agree that they exist, is that Unitarian Universalism was founded by people who were trying to assert their freedom of belief, the freedom of the individual within this predominant religion of Christianity. Ethical culture was founded by people who were also trying to assert freedom of belief, originally from within Judaism, but at the same time, Jewish people were seeking to join the wider American culture. In addition, theologically, Judaism emphasizes community and the community's relationship to God, and Christianity emphasizes the individual's relationship to God. So it makes sense that Unitarian Universalism would evolve an emphasis on the individual faith journey, while ethical culture would emphasize relational ethics and collective action. While again, both groups like both. Last but not least, I need to talk about humanism and theism. Theism being a word for a belief in God that hardly anybody uses except maybe in Unitarian Universalist churches and ethical culture societies. There is a lot of disagreement about exactly what Unitarian Universalists believe and what ethical culturists believe metaphysically. And again, we are about freedom of conscience, so it depends on the individual church or the individual society. It depends on the individual member. However, ethical culture is officially non-theist, meaning that we take no position on the existence or non-existence of gods or afterlives. We also officially use the term humanistic, and for many decades, the terms ethical culture and ethical humanism have become interchangeable. Unitarian Universalism is, I believe, functionally non-theist, as far as I understand, because it also doesn't assert or deny the existence of the supernatural, but it does not define itself as non-theist or humanist, although, again, individual congregations might. This gets very hair-splitting, but I think it does matter to some people, and it may overall add to these different sort of feels that we're talking about. As far as what individual members and clergy believe, both traditions have lots of self-described humanists, atheists, agnostics, and I think what are called igtheists, people who don't know and don't care. Is that that term? I kind of like that. But overall, ethical culture seems to have a larger proportion of humanists, probably in part because humanists tend to feel more comfortable with a non-theistic language and a non-theistic sort of feel and set of practices. One survey of Elliott recently said that about 30% of the respondents to that survey checked off the box that they believed that they were theistic in some sense. And I'm not sure that we would have that high a percentage here at the Ethical Society. One example is that a local UU minister once mentioned that if he mentioned God in his sermons, some humanists would complain, and if he didn't mention God, some theists would complain. And usually the only time I mention God here is to point out that I happen not to believe in him, although you might. And so far nobody has complained that I'm not talking about God enough. So that might say something. Probably the strongest commonality today between ethical culture and Unitarian Universalism is that we both wonder why we're so small. Ethical culture is a lot smaller, as Joe pointed out, but relative to major religions, we're both really small. And we both have stayed the same size for a really long time. Although, in fact, mainline religions have been losing people in droves in the last couple decades, so relative to them, we're doing okay. But why are all those people who are leaving all those traditional religions in droves, why are they not coming to us? Because the largest growing religious group in America is the unchurched. I think that Pew Forum thing that came out a while ago said 16% now of Americans consider themselves unchurched. And I think we can guess why they're leaving the traditional religions, probably for the same reasons that our ancestors in our traditions came up with new traditions, probably why most of us, if we grew up in traditional religions, decided that we really needed to be someplace else. I think we can guess why the unchurched have left. Why aren't they coming to us? And now I'm going to speak purely as an ethical culturist and say that if you want the pleasure of ritual without superstition, which many people do, you can find it in lots of places. You might find it in a Unitarian church. You'll definitely find it at a Society for Humanistic Judaism or a humanist Buddhist practice or other liberal Christian churches. If you want to do good, there are tons of organizations out there that need your help. If you want to contemplate yourself and how you could be a better person and live a happier, more fulfilling life, there are whole sections of Barnes & Noble at the library to help you help yourself. Oprah is very good at this too. If you want supportive community, you can turn to your family and friends. Right? Except that your family now lives all over the country. And your friends seem to keep moving or getting new jobs or responsibilities or other friends that make it harder and harder to see them. And not all our families are supportive. And not all our friends seem to share our values. And even if we have family and friends around and we really like them and they really like us, how often does the conversation get around to what's really important in life? Or how often do those conversations turn into real change in our lives? Sometimes it's like you can almost see the person that you want to become. But remaining within the circle of everyday life is not propelling or inspiring or challenging you to become that person. And I joined an ethical society to become that better person that I could imagine. And maybe that's why you did. Or maybe you were looking for friends who got your jokes or just weren't insulted by your jokes. Or maybe you were looking for people you wouldn't get into so many arguments with. Or maybe you were looking for people to get into really good arguments with. Maybe you were looking for a place to raise your kids in a community of humanist values, of compassion and action and open-mindedness. Maybe you wanted to make a difference in the world and make connections and not just send money or stuff envelopes or stand shoulder to shoulder for a few hours with people you'd never see again. Maybe you joined a UU church for all those reasons. But the point is that we come here for each other. Or we don't come here because of each other, which is why I'm always talking about relationships and how we treat each other and how we communicate. It's really tempting, particularly as a leader, I can tell you, it's really tempting to want to be all things to all people. And it's really tempting to look at other groups and say, what are they doing that's attracting people? How can we do that too? And there are a lot of things that we can do better here. We can be more open to all the forms in which human beings learn and inspire each other, including art and singing and movement and meditation. We can realize that a lot of what we might react to as churchy actually predates modern religions and is simply human, and that it belongs to all of us to use or not as we find helpful in our communal ethical quest. But overall, I wonder if what we really need to do is not borrow from others, but become clearer and prouder and louder about who we are, about where we come from, and about the unique role in the religious landscape that Felix Adler had to create a whole new religion in order to fill. There's a lot more to be said on this topic, and no doubt many of you will have thoughts and corrections to share, and I hope that those of you who would like to continue this discussion can meet afterward downstairs in the library. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to a platform address presented to the Ethical Society of St. Louis by Kate Lovelady, leader of the Ethical Society of St. Louis, on 24 August 2008. To discuss this address, please join in our community forum at www.live.ethicalstl.org. To hear other lectures, to learn more about our society or about the ethical culture movement, please visit our website at www.ethicalstl.org. Until next time, thank you for listening.